When pianist Jeff Beagle called me about a year ago and told me that he had had conversations with Billy Joel about creating a piano concerto out of Billy's piano pieces from the Fantasies and Delusions album, it actually brought back kind of a rush of memories, because I had been deeply acquainted with these pieces for the past 5 years. Back in January of 2001, when Twyla Tharp and I started putting together the music to Movin' Out, Billy had made it very clear that he wanted some of this classical music that he had written for piano to be included in our show. And so, along with the full canon of pop hits that Billy Joel gave us to consider, he also gave us sheet music for these pieces that had not yet been published. No one had heard yet outside of his small group of friends. And, of course, I was curious, because I knew Billy Joel's music very well. For the pop world, what kind of classical music would he be creating? Well, I have to say I was very impressed. I thought, first of all, these pieces were very well crafted, and I also thought that it was pretty gutsy of him to produce music pretty solidly in a late 19th century musical vocabulary. These are pieces in the tradition of Tchaikovsky, of Grieg, of Schumann, and of Chopin. A lot of people have criticized Billy for being too reminiscent of these pieces and not creating a new voice. I look at it differently. I think that there's always a place for new, lovely music, and that's pretty much what Billy aimed for, and I think very successfully came through with. The pieces were released later in 2001 as an album called Fantasies and Delusions. It actually turned out to be a rather successful album. It topped the classical crossover charts for a while, and the critics were mixed. I mean, some thought it was terrific, some praised Billy for even attempting to put out such an album, and of course there were plenty of detractors as well. As it turned out, we did use four of the pieces from Fantasies and Delusions in Movin' Out, and I played the pieces on recording for the performances. For the entire run, we used these same recordings, and also for the soundtrack album. So these are pieces that I've lived with for a long time and that I know very well and that I'm very fond of. I do remember thinking at the time that we first looked at these pieces that some of them reminded me of the Warsaw Concerto, which is a great piano concerto that was written for the movies earlier in the 20th century, very much, again, in a 19th century concerto type of musical vocabulary. Particularly the piece that's called Fantasy Film Noir. I think Billy was intending to nostalgically recreate this world of movie piano concertos. This piece, Fantasy Film Noir, has been transformed into the first movement of the Symphonic Fantasies for Piano and Orchestra, which, just incidentally, is a title that I came up with when Jeff was looking for a more interesting title than Piano Concerto, so I'm kind of proud of that. But at any rate, the fantasy serves as a beautiful opening from the very first chords into the sweeping melodies that you'll hear in this concerto. It is a full-blown Hollywood-type piano concerto. And I think that it translates really beautifully into an orchestrated version. Just as a side note, what Jeff Beagle basically did was stick with the structure of the original pieces and add flourishes for piano to make it more virtuosic and to make it more like a concerto. And then he handed over these elements to an orchestrator named Philip Keverin, who I think did a beautiful job of creating a full orchestration of these concertos. So anyway, to get back to the music that you'll be hearing, after this large first movement, very grandiose first movement, Jeff chose a piece called Sorbetto to be the second movement. Sorbetto is the Italian word for sorbet or sherbet, and this piece is intended as a, so I guess, kind of like a palate cleanser that you'd get at a meal. You've had this big, grand first movement, Now we cleanse the palate with this rather quick, extremely short, delightful second movement to set us up for the third movement. And the third movement is called Reverie, a dreamlike movement. This is the most introspective of the pieces from Fantasies and Delusions. And in it, Billy has created kind of an internal world of memory, beginning with a very tender melody in the piano concerto, which is a duet for piano and a solo cello. And then it progresses into first kind of a Chopin-esque a fantasy, which will then become a tango, and then return in the last section to the original melody once more, bringing it back inward. Finally, the last movement is called Nunley's Carousel. It's a waltz, and Nunley's Carousel was an actual carousel on Long Island that Billy remembered from his youth, and that actually Jeff Beagle also remembered from his youth. He too is from the same part of Long Island as Billy Joel. And in Nunley's Carousel, Billy has recreated the world of carousel music, a very delightful, tuneful, lovely waltz. And in the orchestrated version, Philip, the orchestrator, has added elements to make it almost sound like that kind of organ grinder approach that you hear when you're on a carousel. I think it's a lovely way to end this piece. The waltz was one of the pieces that that I played for Movin' Out, and in the original piano version, I think it's a very dynamic piano solo, certainly at times extremely difficult. I think this is enhanced in the orchestrated version, again, by a lot of virtuosic flourishes on the part of Jeff, and also on the lovely orchestration by Philip Keverin. One last word about Billy's fantasies for piano and orchestra. If for no other reason, it's worth coming to hear this piece, to hear Jeff Beagle play. In Jeff Beagle, we have one of the great virtuosos that I've ever heard. The man is a monster on the piano, and it's always dazzling to listen to him play, to watch his hands move. He's a very graceful player, and I think that alone is worth the price of admission. I hope you'll enjoy it.